Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. Disabled American Veterans is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization helping disabled veterans build a better life for themselves and their families. One of the things they offer veterans is a transportation service so they can make it to their necessary doctor appointments. Joining us this morning is Disabled American Veterans drivers Bob Baumgarten and Bill Clark. Welcome, Bob. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you for having us on with you this morning.
Well, let's get some background information to get us going here. Some background information on Disabled American Veterans, or the DAV.
Okay. Disabled American Veterans, DAV, is a non-profit association with over a million military veterans who have suffered some sort of injury, degree of disability while they've been serving in the armed forces in conflict and war. DAV started in 1920 by an act of Congress, and its sole purpose is to be of assistance and help to disabled veterans and their families, and the service is without charge.
Okay, and you're part of a national organization, aren't you?
Yes. It's nationwide with a number of outlets and services, and the main headquarters are in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Washington, D.C.
And where are you located here in San Diego?
We're located at the VA Medical Center in La Jolla, California. We have an office there that provides transportation. We also have offices there that provides other services that we'll discuss here in a little bit. For all disabled veterans. We also have an office over in our medical clinic at Mission Valley. There are officers over there that help disabled veterans there also.
Okay, and you did say services are always free.
That's correct.
No matter what the service is,
as long as the veteran falls within the areas of qualifications and the degree of disability that is ultimately measured. All of that has an effect on the quantity of services that are provided.
A disabled veteran, as far as the DAV is concerned, is that just physical or is it mental as well? So PTSD would be covered as well?
Absolutely. It's not only physical afflictions, but mental or any other associated like PTSD. We service it all.
And again, it's only veterans that have been wounded or have a disability as a result of combat, right?
Correct.
Yes.
So somebody who has come back home, let's say, from combat and has some other issue going on, they can't get services.
If it cannot be tied to or related to a war conflict, then we can't provide the services. And you are correct. Something could happen to a vet, a car accident or anything like that after coming home, not war-related, so the injuries resulting from that would not fall under DAV purview.
That does not mean, though, that any veteran can receive services from the VA itself. The VA Medical Center, the hospital, services any veteran, and all you have to do is go over and apply.
Okay, so the DAV offers a variety of services to veterans and their families. One of the services you offer is counseling on veterans' benefits. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. What's interesting about that is that we have a number of service officers who counsel the vets. And these officers are disabled vets themselves, who are retained and brought in, and they work with disabled veterans with regard to evaluating the quantity, if you will, of services and benefits that can be provided to them. All of this is from these professionals at various locations throughout U.S. And here, as we've said, this counseling will take place at La Jolla or down in Mission Valley.
They offer counseling on benefits related to disability compensation, health care, pension, survivor's benefit, employment rights, education, and more.
So there's a lot involved then to determine whether somebody is eligible then for the services, right?
Yes, there is an evaluation process.
And the DAV, also one of the other services provided, disaster relief assistance. Now, this is just for disabled veterans, right?
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken, they've helped out in, New Orleans?
New Orleans, the hurricane that came in there, and I would imagine that the recent catastrophes of hurricanes in the Florida Keys and in Florida, to the degree that our veterans are there and need help, then the DAV steps in and assists them.
Annually, we contribute 2.5 million hours to the VA Medical Center, the DAV volunteers.
And is it pretty much the DAV pretty much run by volunteers? Or you just have such a huge core of volunteers?
It's a mix of both.
Now the transportation services, this is pretty much all volunteers, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. 100% of the drivers are all volunteer.
And to keep a focus on that, if, for example, people are driving around here in San Diego and they see a van that says DAV Transportation, that's us. That is the, at our level, all volunteer drivers. There are 2 paid staff people in our office that organize all of the vets to be picked up.
Yes.
But we're volunteer drivers. Now, that is not to say there are not other services in transportation. You drive around San Diego, you see an awful lot of buses and vans that say Veterans Hospital, La Jolla, California, and they transport veterans who may have a different degree of disability that DAV, we, cannot handle. So there's a lot of levels of transportation. DAV is one of many, but it's all volunteers. No paid position for the drivers.
So what are some of the things that you, the DAV, cannot handle as far as transporting disabled veterans?
We cannot handle anybody that's in a wheelchair or on a gurney. We're not medically trained. We're just basically drivers. And all of the other veterans have to go with a different service that's provided, some by DAV and some by commercial contract.
So the transportation service with the DAV, has this always been a part of the DAV, or did this start sometime later?
The DAV took over in 1984. Prior to 1984, there were some volunteers out at the VA hospital that would use their own private vehicles to go and pick up veterans that couldn't get into the hospital and bring them in. But DAV took over that in 1984, so I believe that's 34 years.
You're better at math than I am.
I think it's 34 years. Long time, anyway. Yes, long time. Yeah.
Okay, and the service, it provides service for disabled vets to get to, doctor's appointments and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We provide door-to-door service. We pick up people at their home and bring them into the medical center, wait there for them, and take them back home. All of the clinics there in the hospital, let them know that the patients are traveling with us, and they have time constraints to meet whenever we're leaving. And all the clinics are very, very helpful in seeing the DAV patients and getting them out of the clinic and to us so we can take them back.
Now, is it only to the VA hospital and VA clinics, or can you take them to a personal doctor?
Right now, we're limited to just bringing them to the medical center and the clinics. Now, there's been talk, and I don't believe we're doing it yet, if a veteran selects a private doctor, that we will start doing that, but it hasn't happened yet, but I believe it will.
Okay, and again, no service at all, or no cost at all for the service?
Never any cost for transportation, that's true.
And does a vet need to do anything in particular to use the service? Do they need to sign up for the service ahead of time? How does it all work?
They have to call the DAV Transportation Network office and let them know that they want a ride. And there are a number of vetting questions that are then asked of the vet. For example, as Bill pointed out, can you access a van on your own? You can get into a van on your own? Yes. Do you have a wheelchair? Yes. Well, sorry, call this number. They're not left there with nothing. They just have to use a different avenue to get a ride. And then what happens is that in the vetting, David or Andrea, they're in the office, they will ask, well, when's your what is your last name and final four on your Social Security? Those are the two items that get you into the computer system. And what happens then is that Andrea and David then have access to the computer, and they can see all of their medical appointments. If the medical appointments are not in the computer, no ride can be scheduled. Hmm. If it's in the computer, immediately the contact information for the vet and the date of the appointment is printed, folded, and it becomes a trip ticket, which will then be distributed to a rider for that date and day.
Let me just give you, Gary, the telephone number, if I could, to make sure. Those appointments. And that is 858-552-7470. And we always recommend, as soon as you know your appointment, call up DAV Transportation and get the ride scheduled. Because sometimes, especially in the San Diego area, they get the van full. San Diego is almost necessary every time to call up at least 2 weeks in advance. And I will say, not only do we provide the greater San Diego city area, we provide services as far north as Escondido, actually 10 miles north of Escondido, all the way up to Lawrence Village, and all the way to the border of Mexico. We also provide a van and service out of Oceanside, all the way up to and including Camp Pendleton, that area there, and all the way down 5. So again, when you get your appointment, call and make your transportation request, and the transportation coordinators, Dave and Andrea, will make appointments for your ride up to 90 days in advance. Earlier is better.
How often does this service run? Is it 7 days a week?
No, and that's a key, especially for anybody that might be interested first in acquiring the service as a vet or wants to be a driver. These are weekdays only, and services, we a lot of times start out, our first pickup is 6 a.m. on a weekday morning for the early appointments, and the last van to take vets home is around 2:30 on a weekday afternoon. Now, there are take-home vans before that. It just depends on when the vets finish their doctor's appointment. They come back down to the DAV network office, check in, so Andre and David know that you're done. You're then set up for a take-home driver to take you home. But it is Monday through Friday, and the DAV office, I believe, is open from 7:30 to 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Okay, now, if I'm not mistaken, you have more vans than you have drivers. So you're in need of drivers, right?
Yes, sir. That's
correct. We do. We're always in need of drivers. It becomes really critical during the summertime when our drivers are on vacation or holidays when they're out of town. We currently have between 40 and 45 drivers. That's what we're usually running. We have 12 to 14 vans, and there are vans sitting there that need drivers, and our dispatchers having to tell veterans that we can't pick them up because of lack of drivers. Drivers usually work on between 6 and 8 hours one day a week. It's not we don't assign a driver Monday through Friday. It's usually like one day a week. And like at Escondido, we have 5 different drivers where I drive from. And if everybody takes one day of the week, and if somebody has to take off a day, then one of the other 4 will fill in for him.
And what are the qualifications? What is needed of a person who's interested in becoming a driver for DAV?
Yeah, if a person wants to apply, they should get a hold of David or Andrea. And again, that phone number is 858-552-7470. And express your wishes to be a driver. And there is an application that will be completed. And then the process that one must go through is pretty extensive when you think about it. But the VA is very protective of the vets. Therefore, all drivers have to go through a background check that is performed by the VA police at La Jolla. They have to submit a DMV driving record, which goes back, I believe it covers the previous 3 to 5 years. And you have a full medical examination at the VA at no cost to the applicant. None of this is at any cost to the applicant. The DAV office pays the hospital and for the background check. It's a service provided to the DAV, and so they tender on that, but not the applicant does not have any of that obligation. Once that is cleared, then the person is given a certification and approved by the medical staff to be a driver, and that certification is good for 1 year. That will be renewed. All the medical aspect will be renewed annually. And part of that evaluation is a series of tests, something like one takes at the DMV. Most of it, seriously, is very common sense about use of credit cards, government credit card and getting gas. It also has to do with privacy for patients, HIPAA, and other applicable stuff, all of which can be read about and studied, and then the tests are given, and you turn those in, and those are self-corrected, et cetera, et cetera. But that's usually the process. When I went through the process, I started in August 3 years ago, and my first driving as a ride-along was in October. So that's how long it took to get through the process.
A couple of months.
Bob, yes, let me just add a couple of things to this, please. You don't need a special license to drive these nine-passenger DAV vans. So you can just use your normal license for that. And age is not a factor. We have drivers that are such as Mr. Gene White out of Oceanside. He is in his 90s, has been driving for the DAV for 18 years, and he's quite an interesting fellow. He is a retired Marine, Lieutenant Colonel, and that was in the Korean War. And him and his unit were caught at the Chosun Reservoir and were surrounded by, I believe, about 120,000 Chinese soldiers. And they had to walk back to the American lines, which had retreated back. And he survived that, and he's still one of our better drivers. We also have drivers that are younger. One of our latest drivers that came on as a volunteer is in his 20s, and he's a senior at SDSU. And he just wanted to volunteer because he said he loved the veterans and wants to do that on his part time. Bob, you have his name, don't you?
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah,
and Alex. He's up right at UCSD, which is right next door to us. And I told him, hey, if you can drum up some more that would like to drive, please do. You know, Alex's a great guy, really, really good.
Well, hopefully this morning we can get you some new drivers.
Yes.
Is there training involved? For
yes,
a driver?
Yeah, training in this sense. When you get certified to go ahead and drive, then David will ask an experienced driver if they will take somebody along on their next trip. So
it's like a ride-along.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. Just went blank. You know, we call it a... But the ride-along, just literally that. And of course, there's a lot of then communication and talk about, you know, streamlining how to learn and pick up. The difficult, one of the difficult things there is if a person wants to be a morning driver, there has, they gotta have a sense of organization. And if they have technical ability with regard to use of the computers and various programs, Google Mac, Waze application for traffic, that will help them organize, because when they're given their trip tickets, they have to develop a timeline and a division. How many legs are going to have to be used for the eight people they've been given, and what are the appointment times? So they got to put that together and then call each vet the day before they're being picked up to give them the time. Now you got to work the time in. You got commuter traffic. All right. Of that has to be taken into consideration, but believe me, it can be done. The afternoon group, it's the different drivers. And they take the people home as the vet completes their doctor's appointment, comes down to the office and checked in. Then the driver, there might be five people, but those five people will be scattered from Imperial Beach to Santee. So you just pick out how you, yeah, a lot of ground to cover, and you got to pick out, okay, what sequence am I going to do?
Right. So.
Gary, if I could, I'd like to give you just a little story here, a personal story. A friend of mine asked me the other day, he said, do you get paid for doing this? Because he sees me get up early and get out on the road. And my answer was, yes, we do get paid. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, the other day I was picking up a man and waiting in his driveway. A car come in behind me and blocked me. I got kind of scared. I didn't know what was going on. I don't like to be blocked in. I saw the guy get out of his car. He was a big guy. I locked the door. As he was walking up, I noticed that he was a nice-looking young man, dressed nicely. So I opened the window and said, what can I do for you? And he said, I just wanted to tell somebody from the DAV Transportation how much my mother and I really appreciated what you did for my dad when I was in grade school. He said, my dad had got sick and he started driving his, and lost his job, started driving, had to go to the VA hospital, and then he couldn't drive anymore, and his mom was taking him, and she was almost ready to lose her job when somebody told her about the DAV Transportation. He told me, he said, when his dad got on the van and left, that was the first time in over a year that he had seen his mom smile. And that his dad used our services for about 5 years until he passed. And he said, ever since I was a young kid, I wanted to tell somebody at the DAV, thank you. And I told him that I really appreciate that. It was before my time. But I wrote that up and passed it to all of our drivers. And I've seen several of the ladies read it and tears come to their eyes.
And that was your payment. Right there.
That's my payment, and it's better than gold.
There you go. We are just about out of time. I did want to ask you about this. You are a nonprofit organization, the DAV. How can somebody help you with your mission?
They can help, number one, with the website at dav.org, dav.org. There's a avenue there if one wanted to make a donation, and bless you, that would be much appreciated. Bill and I are here today and this morning talking with all of you in the hope that someone out there would be interested in being a driver. We need drivers, and if you have any inkling that you might want to do that, please give us a call and we can help you process what you may want to do. And again, that number is 858-552-7470.
And you can also, if you like, email. You can email our dispatcher, David Strobin. His email is david.strobin, S-T-R-O-B-E-H-N, at va.gov.
The both of you are veterans, right?
Yes.
No.
You're not a veteran?
No, I'm not a veteran.
Oh.
Well, that made the point. You don't have to be a veteran.
You don't have to be a veteran. But I always say Dad was career Navy. He had four sons,
well, you're
so
close.
He brought down.
There you go.
We grew up in it.
There you go. Well, Bob and Bill, thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you for all you do for our veterans in the community.
Thank
you. You're most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from Tracy's Paws. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.